fish. Now, you said that y'all didn't have much contact with the
otters. No, not in the lakes. That we usually they have catfish and bream.
What does Mr. Ayers hope to catch if he catches something this afternoon?
Well, he might catch some bream. He might catch a catfish. Most of these lakes have bream and catfish and
bass.
That's the most predominant.
And the people who were anxious to get this, did you say, Matterhorn, a dam built?
Yeah, West Point Dam. It'll back up water from West Point, which is about 13 miles below here. And the dam is between here and West Point, going out another road, about 5 or 6 miles.
Is it definite that that's going to be built?
It's already been built.
They begin
to back up water probably sometimes during this year. And it'll back up water from here to Franklin, which is about 18, 19 miles from here. It's going to cover a lot of...
And that took the property that was your uncle had. How many acres?
320.
Well, what about... a little shell sea animal that sometimes supposed to have pearls in it.
Oyster.
And those little animals that are around water that make the croaking noise.
Frogs.
And what are the different kinds?
There's a little toad frog and a bullfrog. And
what about a little green frog that makes a little piping noise?
Well, now, I guess they more or less around the lakes and things, but mostly common that we see around here in the yard are little toad frogs. And then in the pastures and things, you can hear at night down close to the spring in our pasture, we heard a bullfrog. Abbas was listening to that bullfrog.
Okay, have you ever heard them called spring frogs?
Oh, yes. That's where they are, down close to the spring, near the spring water.
Okay. Peepers. You ever hear frogs called peepers?
No, I never heard peepers.
Marsh
peepers.
Tree frog. What's a tree frog?
That's a little bitty thing that sounds like a lizard. You can hear them. In trees. And they say when you hear a tree frog, they're calling for rain.
Okay.
That's it. I said, I wish we
could hear one around and he'd give me rain.
You need rain?
Oh, well, we need rain. We had a little shower. Not full house, but not enough to really do too much good. We need rain right here.
And what do you call it when it had rain for a good while?
Dry spell.
And if it's been a long time, it's
a long dry spell.
Okay. And what about if can you think of a word that means it's just maybe been the worst you've ever seen?
Drought.
A what?
Drought.
Okay. And what about different kinds of the little things you used to go fishing with?
Oh, me. Hooks and your worms and
what kind of worms?
Now you can get these earthworms, you know, you can dig them out. Okay. Albert is fishing this afternoon with Catawba worms.
That's the one on the tree.
He has a Catawba tree out here.
It raises his own.
In fact, we took him out of the freezer.
Took him out of the freezer. Well, that's pretty good.
See, they eat all the leaves off and the birds get them. And when they're about this long, you get them. And you can freeze them. And we had them in some cans that we put them in and frozen.
I see. Well, they don't have to be alive to fish with them.
No, that dog, no.
Okay, and what is that hard shell thing that pulls in its neck and legs?
Turtle.
And what about if it's... Now, that's in the water.
That's always in the water.
And the other one on land is a...
Turtle. Tortoise.
Okay. What about a terrapin?
A terrapin.
Okay. But now you said you were not familiar with the word gopher.
No, I'm not.
Kind of a turtle either.
Now, that could be that type, but I'm just not familiar with gopher.
Okay. And the kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams, it has claws and it swims backwards.